Jessica was a worrywart. She worried about lots of things. She worried about falling off her bike and seeing aliens in the backyard, and getting bitten by a spider, and remembering to feed Wiggles. But at school, Jessica had a new school, had a new work. Her best friend, Lizzie had started happy chatting Jessica's swimming words when Mr. Martin
gave a test.
The teacher had explained that wasn't allowed. I repeat, don't teach, he said. She had told the class. Jessica wondered if she would tell Mr. Martin, but if she tattled on Lizzie, then Lizzie would be her friend, wouldn't be her friend anymore. So Jessica decided not to tell. During recess, Jessica had a new worry. When she tagged Lizzie, she refused to be it. You didn't tag me, she said. Did you? Yelled Jessica. Did not, yelled Lizzie. Jessica knew she had tagged her. I saw Jessica tag you, said she.
I'm not doing anything to you.
You're it, Lizzie. I don't want to play anymore, said Lizzie. And she sat down on the grass. Miss Hicks, the playground aide, came over. Are you all right? She asked. Jessica said. She tagged me, said Lizzie, but she's lying. That's not true, said Sure. I saw her do it. Are you sure you tagged Lizzie, Miss Hicks said. Miss Hicks asked Jessica. Jessica was confused. She told Miss Hicks the truth. Then Lizzie would be mad at her. If Jessica didn't tell the truth, she said, then she would be lying. Her worries felt like ants crawling. Like ants crawling on her stomach. Maybe I thought I didn't, but I really don't, she remembered. On Saturday, Liz asked Jessica for a play date. Jessica wasn't sure she wanted to go. But Lizzie said her mom would take them out for pizza, so Jessica said yes. After pizza, the two girls sat in Liz's room and drew pictures. Are you really good at art? Said Jessica. I like to draw, said Lizzie. Lizzie went and got her workbook. Could I help? Could you help me with my T word poem? Yes, Jessica decided this was okay. Miss Martin always let the kids help one another except during tests. You could write about treats, said Jessica. A treat.
Rylan, what are you doing?
That's boring, said Liz. How about a tutorial? Too hard to spell, said Jessica. How about a toe, said Lizzie. Said Jessica. One word describe a toe. Work, said Liz. Gross, said Jessica. How about wiggly? Okay, said Liz. My toes are very wiggly. Anything else, Jessica? Maybe later, said Liz, and she picked up a marker. Let's draw some more. I can think of some other cool words, said Jessica. So while Liz drew, Jessica finished the poem. She wrote the words down on Liz's workbook. Toe, wiggle, pink, wink, a rose. Small, wiggle, nose. Ooh, soft. The next day, Mr. Martin asked the class to share their poems. Liz read Jessica's poem out loud. Great job, said Mr. Martin. Then he looked at Liz's workbook. And your writing looks nice and neat. Today, too, I'm very happy with your progress. Jessica knew she would be happy for her friend, too, but she felt miserable. That's really my poem? That Mr. Martin liked. He saw it, but Liz didn't tell him that I helped. Jessica wanted to say something, but she wasn't sure. She wasn't sure she should. So she sat in her chair and chuckled. When Mr. Martin asked Jessica to read her poem out loud, she wished she could disappear. Her poem wasn't very good. It was about a tree, and it was only 2 lines long. "It's not finished," said Jessica, but what she really wanted to say was Lizzie's already read my poem, the toe poem that you like so much. That night, Jessica couldn't sleep. She tossed and turned. Should she say something to Miss Martin? Should she say something to Lizzie? Should she say something to Mom and Dad? Teacher? At breakfast, Jessica did not feel like eating. She was too busy worrying about Lizzie. "Do you feel all right?" asked Mom. "Please, pass the orange juice," said Tom. "Where are my gym shorts?" asked Laura. "Where are my socks?" asked Dad. "Do best friends ever cheat?" asked Jessica. "What?" said Mom. Just then, Jessica heard the bus outside. She grabbed her lunch and math money, and ran out the door. In class, Mr. Martin asked the class to count their coins. Liz whispered to Jessica, "Can you give me some of yours?" This time, Jessica didn't feel like helping Lizzie. "No," she said, "I'll have to borrow from someone else." Quickly, Liz stuck her hand into Jessica's money jar. "Stop that," shouted Jessica. Mr. Martin rushed over. "What's the trouble?" he asked. "Liz took some of my money," said Jessica, "and that poem about the toe is my poem, not Liz's." Liz's face turned as red as the gun. Liz said, "Miss Martin, did you take Jessica's money without asking?" "No," said Liz. "I mean, yes, I did. He's just about could, wasn't sure. But if you had asked nicely," said Mr. Martin, "I'm sure she would have shared." "I did ask nicely," said Liz, "but she just got mad." Jessica couldn't believe her ears. Now she was really mad. Words gushed out of her like lava. Liz asked me to help her with her poem, but I ended up writing the whole thing with one end for copying myself. And that's enough interrupting Mr. Martin. "It looks like Liz had made some poor choices. Liz, I think you need to sit at the thinking desk and tell you. Short things out." And Jessica was nice of you to help your friend, but there was difference between helping and doing. Jessica sighed. She looked down at her own hand. Then she wrote, "Tall like a giraffe, pointy like a pencil. Leaves clap in the wind." She drew a tree above the words. It wasn't as nice tree as Lizzie had drawn, but it was good enough. "Great job," said Mr. Martin, and he attached Jessica's work on the bulletin board. The next day, Lizzie told Mr. Martin, "I don't need to sit at the thinking desk anymore. I'm going to do my own work from now on." Liz walked over to Jessica. "I'm sorry for all the things I did that made you mad. I made you a present." Liz had drawn a picture of her and Jessica. Best friends forever. Jessica gave Lizzie a hug. "You're still my best friend," she said. "And you're a great artist. You're still my best friend too," said Liz. "And you're a great poet." Best friends forever. Oh.